Well, hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of The Boundless Show, which apparently is themed around physicality. I'm just going to throw it out there and make everyone uncomfortable from the get-go. But no, good times. Actually, in our Q&A near the end, we have a listener who wrote in and is fantasizing about married sex and is wondering if that is okay. So one of our counselors is going to come in and address that. And then we have author and psychologist and counselor Dan Allender, Dr. Dan Allender, in the studio with us to really, he talks a lot about intimacy. And obviously, he's known for his book, Intimate Allies, as well as The Healing Path, a number of other books that he's co-written or written solo. But really a guy who's been known for years now in the world of marriage and relationships, specifically as they relate to a number of different intimacy issues. So we're going to hear from him in the culture segment. So we thought we would kick it off by something a little bit lighter, but still hopefully with some takeaway value. And that is the topic of hugging. Hugging. Doesn't everyone just love
Reminds
hugs?
Reminds me of Care Bears or something.
Come here, Lisa. Let me give you a hug.
Exactly. And whether or not your experience with hugs has involved, you know, repression or aversion, or you just love to hug people, you don't care who you're hugging, this is going to be interesting because we're going to get everyone's perspectives on this. So at the table, we have our own Nathan Pyle. Hey, Nathan.
Hello.
Great to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
Today. Yeah, this will be fun. And a new face at the table, though you can't see his face. Brian Krause. Great
hey,
to have you, Brian.
Hey, Lisa. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Sometimes I call him BK. People know
that
people
works
call
too.
Him BK around here. So sometimes I do that. And then Martha, of course, here at the table. So
rounding things out.
She's just ready to hug everyone right now. I can just see it in her.
She hugged us when we sat down individually.
Thanks
and
for
she'll hug you when you leave again too. It's good. It's
no, just, people who really know thing. Me. Would know that is not true at all.
That's true. That was being facetious.
Okay. So the whole idea of hugs, because there are a number of different things related to hugs that we can address. And we were talking a little bit about this before we went on tape. And it basically the, you know, are you okay with hugs? Are you not okay with hugs? And then there are a number of different dynamics involving hugs. So when you, if someone were to ask you, are you a hugger? What would you say?
I'll receive hugs. I don't very often initiate them.
Okay. Okay. Kind is that because you think men should be the initiators? So you, what does that mean with other women? Who's going to initiate?
Well, it's true with anyone. Because I think, like, especially with my family, it seems like we mostly hug when we are saying hello or goodbye. Mm-hmm. Like, if you have been states apart for months. Mm-hmm. So it's not, like, an everyday kind of thing.
Do you feel like you really want to hug them? Or do you just feel it's kind of like the thing you probably should do?
A little bit of both.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of just expected a little bit.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like that with my family. What about you guys?
I'm a hugger. I'm kind of known for popping the personal bubble.
Okay.
But most times it's for someone that I've known for a while and, you know, maybe in a small group with. And definitely as a married guy, definitely I'll hug other people if my wife's around. Mm-hmm. But if she's not around, then I try to kind of take the backseat approach to any opportunities there. If they approach themselves to hug, I kind of stay away from those.
Okay. Brian has to do a lot of relating to our radio station people here at Focus on the Family. So the many stations that focuses on. So you don't just show up at a meeting and be like, "Can I give you a hug?"
No,
just
not generally.
From Atlanta. Okay.
Mostly bringing donuts or something in to lighten the mood.
Well, if someone gave me a donut, I'd let them give me a hug.
Yeah,
that's different.
That's all right,
yeah. Give them a hug.
That would just break barriers right there. So how about you, Nathan?
Well, I'm definitely a hugger, too. I think it stems back to your family, too. I think there's you always hear about families that were never physically affectionate. And then you hear about other families that were highly that way. And then when you bring in a girlfriend, boyfriend, a spouse, suddenly they're introduced into a whole new realm. But I definitely came from a physically affectionate family. And I also make sure I send out digital hugs when I email people, you know, an asterisk, you know, asterisk
Those
hug.
Those are more
asterisk.
Appropriate than most.
Oh.
Yeah, but no, I'm kidding. I don't do that. Usually a smiley face, though, some type of emoticon to make sure they get the point that I'm joking around. But I will initiate. I think it depends, like Brian said, on who, how well I know them. Mm-hmm. And also it depends on what's the situation I'm approaching. Am I coming to a funeral? Am I coming to someone who's hurting in some way? Haven't seen him in a long time. Those things are all factors too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think for me growing up, we weren't very huggy, which is kind of funny because I felt like we all loved one another and would consider ourselves affectionate, but it just, we never did it. I guess maybe we were just always around one another, so it's like, why would you be hugging me? I don't know. We would think that you just should do it in greeting or saying farewell or something. But it was funny because when my sister started dating her now husband, his family is extremely affectionate. So we had that dynamic, Nathan, of all of a sudden introducing him into our family, and he could not stop hugging us. And I'm just like, this guy keeps hugging us. And then she became more huggy, and then she tried to train our family on how to appropriately hug and how to do it more often. Uh-huh. So I remember that kind of being a discussion we had to have about, you know, let's start hugging everyone because it's so great. So it was just kind of fun.
Well, I prepared my girlfriend. She went home with me this past spring, and I prepared her to meet my parents for the first time. I said, they're gonna hug you, and she was all about it, and that's exciting. So mm-hmm. I just try to give her a little bit of a warning in case she didn't come from that type of upbringing.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's different. I mean, there's definitely something I'm more comfortable with like older believers. Like, we have an older pastor in our church who, when we have the greeting time at church, he always comes over and gives me a hug, and he just reminds me of like a fatherly slash grandfatherly type person. But I'm not going to go up like, you know, Brian, I'm not going to come up to you at work and be like, give me a hug, Brian, you know, people that are my peers and stuff. And just, so I don't know. I mean, what do you guys have certain lines that you have of delineation of what's okay and what's not?
Well, I think generally what you said at work is like kind of, you know, stand back, you know, high five, shake hands, whatever. I mean, that's more appropriate. But, you know, outside of work, there are some close friends that I have that, we'll go ahead over to their house or whatever. Sure, give them a hug. You know, we've worked together for 4 or 5 years. I mean, it's generally very comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what do you guys think about different types of hugs? Because I know there's always that, there's like the one-armed hug where you're kind of coming in and you just get the person's neck and that's kind of awkward. Or there's the A-frame hug or the pat-pat on the back hug that's not really an embrace. Or there's the, you know, always maligned Christian side hug that everyone has made fun of. And so, I don't know. I mean, do you have like a style of hugging, or do you feel that you have to work with other people's like issues?
I think with guys, it's really tough because we have two levels. One is like the handshake, which I've never been able to do the cool handshake. And I never really know whether someone's going to do the professional strong wrist handshake or the kind of like cool dude-to-dude handshake. And I never was good at that. But then you have the hug aspect. Now, when I go home and I see friends from Indiana where I'm from, we kind of make fun of it, and we'll be like, man hug, and which means it's like a very mechanical embrace where we both reach out and do two pats on the back. And then let go. It's kind of this unspoken, like, I'm not quite comfortable doing that, but I wish I was, and I could hug you if I felt comfortable.
Or
with
you
that.
Can meld that with the handshake. There's the starting with the handshake, then you pull close and do the pat.
Yeah, kind of like this bra hug.
Correct.
So we
kind of like knuckles in your gut, and then the other arm goes around.
I feel like if we call out the awkwardness, like, let's do a bra hug, you know, then it's like, it's not the same embarrassment, and it's still an intimate moment for two guys. Like, it's like, all right, we're still kind of brotherly, and because we called it out, and it's not awkward because we said it was awkward.
Mm-hmm. But you've got the different hugs, like you mentioned, the two arms over the neck, over the shoulders. But then you've also got kind of the one arm up, one arm down. So as you're coming into it, you know, you got the, okay, which way are you going to go this time?
Yeah, that's very true.
I found, like, I'm taller than a lot of girls, and it's just weird of, I mean, even a side hug of who's on top, who's underneath. I mean, like, then it gets all messed up, and
that's
just awkward.
True as well. Yep.
Well, in the Christian side hug, I'm kind of ignorant into what it's supposed to entail, because I know what it looks like, and I hadn't heard the term till I came to Focus. But I mean, is it more of a avoiding physical lust from a front hug style, or what?
I think it's supposed to. I don't know. Okay. But again, it's always awkward because you never know whose arm is going where. Mm-hmm. And inevitably you get someone that goes up or down, and then you get like hit in the neck, or you get some kind of, or then they try to like do the A-frame and the side hug. So it's just a one arm, and then you're like leaning in, and it's just like entangling.
Yeah. There's one thing though that I can't stand. If I'm going to go give someone a hug, I'm going to give them a hug. I don't want them to kind of come back and give me that little one arm thing, you know, where they keep one arm down and one arm around. I'll never hug them again. I'm like, no, you're not. You don't want to.
That's why sometimes I just say, I'm going to give you a hug. Mm-hmm. I just prep them. And I'm like, okay, I'm giving you a hug. And then I just kind of go in for it so that they're not wondering what's happening. because maybe I don't come across very huggy, so they're really surprised when I try to hug them.
Sure, and just to interject a little story here, I actually got in trouble for hugging here at Focus. I was working in a different department, and the girl I was working with hadn't seen her for a little while, so I just kind of, hey, what's going on? Gave her a quick hug. She gave me a hug back. Well, our supervisor happened to see that, and we both got pulled aside separately and said, probably not the best idea to do that here. So
okay. Well, see, that brings up a good question, because what is that like? Like, for guy, I mean, BK, you are married, mm-hmm. and Nathan, you're seriously dating mm-hmm. right now. Mm-hmm. And what, I mean, is that weird? I mean, if a guy who, like, if one or the other of you, you know, if Nathan goes after your wife and is just, like, giving her a hug, I mean, is that normal or what?
No, that's not normal. Well, I think a good example would be if I'm introducing my girlfriend to a guy I know, and maybe his girlfriend, his wife, there's nothing at all wrong with that. If it's a first time she's meeting a guy, handshake is expected, I mm-hmm. guess. I really don't think about it. If you were to go in and hug her, because I know who she is to me, and I know her character, and I know his character. So, but if I don't know the guy very well, then it's inappropriate. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of the gauge I use. Mm-hmm.
The gauge I use as a married guy, again, like I said, if my wife is near me, then it's a little more appropriate, mm-hmm. you know, to give someone of the opposite gender a hug. Mm-hmm. If she's not near me or, you know, in a different group setting, then I'll shy away because, you know, I want to make sure that everything's done with the purest intention. So, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now what about this experience? Because we were all in college once and we were all in this. I mean, now it's more difficult as you start pairing off and you get married or whatever, but what about just these, like, college group fests where you go and you're watching a movie at someone's house and somehow apparently there's not enough seating for everyone because everyone has to be just splayed out and laying all over one another.
Right.
So what is your take on that?
Go sit in the corner.
Go sit in the corner.
That's what Martha will do.
I don't know. I guess I've never really found myself in that situation mm-hmm. before. But, yeah, that'd be definitely an interesting thing to come upon.
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely seen it happen or been in, you know, at church where some, and I'm like, you know, and it's always one of these group things where, you know, inevitably there's pizza or video games involved or there's going to be some kind of activity or whatever. But it's just, yeah, it's someone greets one another and either they hug and then someone just like lays out on the sofa and someone's like sitting on their legs or sitting, you know, or just sitting like on the sofa next to each other with like their arms around one another, just like the completely prolonged hug.
Or even shoulder rubs, like I've seen mm-hmm. guys and girls mm-hmm. doing that, and it's kind of like just mm-hmm. really, I don't know, that always makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think that can
Yeah, I mean, you'll have people, you'll have a guy sitting on a couch, you'll have a girl on either side of him with their head on his shoulder, mm-hmm. and they're both texting.
And he's to each other.
There, yeah, to each other, and he's sitting there maybe reading something, maybe watching whatever movie it is. And I think it's, mm-hmm. I think that when they're doing that, they don't think anything of it, but mm-hmm. they don't realize just what that physical touch is doing, mm-hmm. is making them more comfortable with, maybe in a lustful way. Mm-hmm. So I think it can quickly go down another road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And what about just getting, taking a little turn here, because, you know, we were all single once, you know, and Nathan, we just have him for, we don't know how much longer.
No.
So, but
you can do it.
But, you know, it's kind of like some people, you know, when you talk about love languages, some people's is physical touch. But if mm-hmm. you're single, you have to like maintain all these boundaries. And so what, you know, for people that are really like, I mean, I don't want to say starved for affection, like they're just some kind of freaks or whatever, but we all want affection to some extent. Mm-hmm. And how do you navigate those waters? Because you don't want to feel like you're coming on to someone or you don't, you know, you're really good friends. You don't want to be all like weird. And of course now, you know, everyone makes jokes about, you know, oh, well, are you into me? And all this like same sex attraction stuff. And so how do you kind of navigate those waters or ensure that, you know, there's appropriateness there?
I don't know how to really answer that.
I don't either. I just go without it.
I mean, so sad.
It's just kind of a desert for a while because you know those things. If you're in tune with your love language and what you need, then that should also tune you into the fact that if you are receiving it inappropriately, that'll quickly turn bad. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what has always turned me away from that. I say, look, I know physical touch is my number one. I've taken the test. I'm digging Dr. Chapman's desk. I know it's my number one, but a lot of people say, great, I know what that is, but they don't look at it from a perspective like, I know how powerful it is on the detrimental side. Mm-hmm. Whereas if I focus that energy, that physical energy, in another way, then I can quickly get in over my head. Mm-hmm. So in the season where I'm single and I know how physical touch is important, I try to prolong it as much as I can, mm-hmm. as long as I can. With that, while still letting someone know I'm interested in them.
I think another big part of that too is just kind of the length of the hug. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, if it's just a friend, you know, a couple seconds, but if it's someone you're into, you may embrace a little bit longer. And I think there's that fine line there that even as a married guy, you want to make sure, you know, any hugs that you give are only the quick ones, you know, save the best for your wife. Mm-hmm. And I just remember, you know, dating my wife, and she always would tell me that I was a great hugger. So that kind of made me realize that, you know what, I want to make sure I save the best hugs for her, and just kind of, if I don't mean to be mean, but kind of give the cheap ones, you know, to anyone else. So
great. Now we'll know whenever BK hugs us, we're just not getting the best. So, well, I think that's good though, because I think there are a lot of couples that go into dating, especially if affection or physical touch is their love language, where they will get too physical and almost use it as a litmus test for figuring out, okay, how much does this person love me, or are they going to, or they'll just, you know, let boundaries slide as is. So I think that's important to keep in mind. But I think also you can keep in mind that physical touch is sometimes just putting your hand on someone's shoulder or patting them on the back or just saying, you know, I mean, it's a good way to connect with people. And again, I think it is that kind of peer-to-peer thing that gets a little sketchy, you know, but 2-year-olds, elderly folks, you know, let's hug them, folks, because I think they need that. But good. Well, very fun. Well, thanks, everyone, for joining us in this important, pivotal discussion.
We are the experts, apparently.
You are the hugging experts, and we will close with a group hug after we finish taping, and
yes.
Then we can just decide who really is a good hugger. If BK has way oversold himself, we don't know.
Well, but we're going to get the cheap ones.
Well, anyway. No, that's right.
No, that's true. Now I'm just all depressed about that, whatever. So, but thanks, you guys, for weighing in.
Thanks, Lisa.